I'd like to call to order the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization Policy Committee. First item on the agenda is the election of office of the chairperson and vice chairperson for 2014. Do I hear any nominations?
I nominate Jack Cohen to be chairperson.
Second.
That's quick.
Too anxious. Any other nominations?
I move the motions be closed.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, nay. The election of a vice chairperson.
I nominate Laurie for vice chair.
Thank you. It's special.
Okay. Any others? Hearing none?
Hearing none is closed.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You didn't even oppose yourself, Laurie.
I was too much in shock.
Next item is approval of minutes from the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Old business, project update, Laura.
Okay, we're going to start off with the city of Evansville, and they have three projects for which RFPs for preliminary engineering and right-of-way services have been posted with a response date of February 28th. And those projects are Covert Avenue Road Diet, Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, and the Washington Avenue, 2nd Street, Parrott Street area improvements. For the Pigeon Creek Greenway Passage Project, we have the Arch-Glenwood High Rail Corridor, and a preliminary field check meeting was held January 23rd for that project. For their T-Couple Safe Routes to School Project, a coordination meeting with T-Couple School and local officials was held January 29th. Moving on to page 3 and Vandenberg County projects, we have the Burkhart Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement. Right-of-way acquisition continues. The project is currently posted on NDOT's website with a September 10th letting date. For the Green River Road project from Millersburg to Kansas Road, the project is currently out for bid. Bids will be opened on February 11th, and barring any unforeseen circumstances, the contract should be awarded on February 25th. For the town of Newburgh, we have a Newburgh Safe Routes to School. A notice to proceed has been issued, and the preliminary engineering is underway. For their Rivertown Trail, this is phase 3. Preliminary right-of-way services are underway. And for Newburgh's sign replacement project, the CEF, which is the cost effectiveness form, was returned again to the LPA for additional revisions. Moving on to NDOT projects for the U.S. Highway 41 and Lloyd Expressway Interchange. The letting date was moved to January 29th, and the final results have yet to be posted. And on to page 6 for KYTC projects. We have the E.T. Brevet Parkway and Kentucky 416 Interchange modification. That project has been let for construction. Those are all the updates that I have. Are there any questions about those or comments?
Anyone? Thank you, Laura. Mm-hmm. Moving on to new business. Pam, you have item A, the bicycle and pedestrian master plan. And I assume that's why the parks director and the parks board member are here.
In December, the MPO, along with the City of Evansville, issued a request for proposals for the development of a bicycle and pedestrian connectivity master plan for the City of Evansville. We received 7 proposals, and those proposals were distributed to a scoring committee that consisted of representatives from Department of Metropolitan Development, the City Engineer's Office, the Parks Department, as well as MPO. The committee also provided comments on the top three scoring proposals. Those comments are provided to you in your packets, and we sent them to you a week ago for your consideration. And myself and the staff is available to answer any questions if you have any.
From reading the three analysis, it's an assessment, but is there a recommendation to the board on what we do to proceed?
I was going to make a motion, actually. I don't know if that helps you or not. I had the pleasure of meeting with some of the scoring members of the scoring committee, and based on their recommendation to and their evaluation, you see their comments of the top three scorers. I would make a motion that we engage the Alta Planning and Design and their local firm of Morley and Associates for this job.
Mayor, what did you say? Their local firm that they're working with?
Morley.
Morley and Associates?
Yes. Okay.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion or comments?
I
recognize our newest member, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you very much, by the way. This was a really interesting board to me in terms of what you do. It's very impressive. It's important. I just had a question and potentially, and I know I'm technically supposed to address the board. Is there any thinking behind recommending Alta over the others? And then I had a question about what is a pop-up community meeting? That to me means that they're kind of, what they're going to do instead of declaring their own meetings is attend existing meetings?
That's correct. Things like have a space at the Fall Festival or take advantage of
neighborhood association cycles.
Exactly.
Which is really a great idea. I just said.
Any other questions? All those in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Erin, you're up next with the Greater Henderson Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan.
Yes. The Evansville MPO has been working over the past year with the City of Henderson and Henderson County on updating their master bicycle and pedestrian plan. Throughout the past year, we've had two public meetings. The first meeting held was a SWOT analysis where we got the public together and we got their initial thoughts and ideas of where they thought the plan should be heading. And then we worked with the Bicycle Advisory Committee to determine the plan's goals and objectives, alternatives, the final proposed network, and the implementation schedule. And then we took their proposed plan back to the public to get their final thoughts and reviews on it. And the final plan, which I think they had passed around somewhere up there, it recommends nearly 140 miles of improvements, which include 10 miles of bike lanes, 14 miles of shared lanes, and 12 miles of separated trail, with the rest being signed routes, primarily because they're rural county routes. And it's recommended that the plan be implemented over 5 years. And we were going to present this plan to the Henderson Planning Commission on Tuesday, but because of the weather, we're going to have to reschedule that meeting. So we presented the plan this morning to the technical committee, and they recommended it for review. Are there any questions?
Questions?
I just have a comment, Mayor.
Go ahead.
Our committee has been active on that master plan, and on the staff side, Erin has led that effort, and we appreciate that. I think that we're ready to proceed on this project, and so if we can do that, then it'll be fine with us.
Do I have a motion?
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Erin. Now, Steve Ross has the floor from Kentucky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The urbanized boundary review, I understand, you've gone through that process with the MPO for Indiana. at KYTC, we are now going through the same process to look at the 2010 census boundaries that have been established and to go through the adjustment process for that. So for the small urban areas throughout Kentucky, we are working with our highway district offices to make those adjustments. For the larger urban areas, the MPOs will need to work with you all so that we can get recommendations from the officials in those areas. Mr. Seitz, I think you've got the guidance and map inside your packet for those purposes in Henderson. So the map is just for the Henderson area since Indiana's already been covered. I want to point out that the boundaries that we're talking about are in no way political boundaries or incorporated boundaries. They are boundaries for transportation purposes only. That includes functional classification of roadways, which can get into eligibility for federal aid. It also includes statistical reporting, mainly done through the state, and it also includes outdoor advertising. So, on the screen, we've got a map of the urban area. In green is the boundary for the 2010 census boundary. That's the one that's based on population density. As pointed out in the technical committee meeting this morning, there is a break in the green area. So if you pick up on that, that had not been noticed earlier, and it was mentioned this morning. That's probably due to a mapping glitch. So when I go back to the office, I will check with the people who map this out and see what that is. But these boundaries need to be contiguous. So the green area is the urban boundary established by census. That's the area that will need to be adjusted. The hatched area that you see was the area after we adjusted in the year 2000 during that census update. So you could expect that the adjustment will probably be larger than the green area. It will be something similar to the 2000 area, depending on what you come up with. And what you submit to our office, we will also be able to make adjustments to that. And finally, we will submit to Federal Highways, who will have the final say. We are looking for recommendations for adjustments by March 31st, although that's not a hard date. We understand the schedule for this committee. So if you need to meet in the beginning of April and make your final recommendations, that would be perfectly fine and acceptable to us. Anything else? If anyone has any questions on this process, KYTC is going to be doing a webinar for the MPOs in the next couple of weeks, and we will let the MPO know about that. Are there any questions?
Anyone? Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Mayor, you need that.
Other business. Carrie, you've got item A.
In your packets, you have the first quarterly reports, and this covers the time period of July 1st through September 30th, 2013, as well as the second quarter reports, and this covers October 1st through December 31st, 2013. And there's separate ones for Indiana and separate ones for Kentucky. I'm just going to hit some of the quantitative amounts that we've done. We conducted 429 traffic counts. We administered 40 TIP amendments and 13 TIP administrative modifications. We responded to 18 citizen requests and evaluated 3 site plans. We also evaluated 24 subdivisions, 13 rezonings, 2 right-of-way vacations, and 1 traffic impact study. And a majority of our time was getting out the 2040 Metropolitan Transportation Plan. So, and if you have any questions on what we do, we'll definitely answer them.
Any questions? Thanks, Gary. Next, rezonings and subdivisions. Laura, looks like you get that piece.
Okay, the first rezoning is for the 600 block of St. Joe Avenue in Evansville. This is between Delaware and Iowa Streets. It's on the east side. If you know the area, it's catty corner from the Walgreens. where the Rallies is located at the time. Well, it may be gone by now. But anyway, they are rezoning from an R2 to a C4 zone. The proposed use is for a CVS pharmacy. Our recommendation was that the access should be limited to Delaware and Iowa streets if possible. If access to St. Joe Avenue is necessary, it should be limited to one right-in, right-out access located at mid-block between Delaware and Iowa to minimize conflict points on St. Joe Avenue. Access points on Delaware and Iowa streets should be located outside the functional areas of the intersections at St. Joe. The site should be designed to accommodate larger commercial vehicles without backing in from or into the adjacent roadways.
That's taking a much bigger piece than I thought.
It's about the same size as the Walgreens.
Okay. Any questions? Next one.
Actually, the next rezoning and the subsequent subdivision is for the same area, so if we can kind of combine those, if that would be okay. The area is basically the intersection of Timber and Virginia Street, Timber Lane and Virginia Street on the east side of Evansville. The rezoning is for all but the northwest corner, since that is already zoned C4. Right now it's basically farm ground and the proposed use is unspecified commercial. The subdivision, it says it's 10 lots, but they've subsequently amended the plat to include 12 lots, is for 15.8 acres of commercial subdivision. And if you know the area, Timber Lane is very narrow there north of Virginia Street. The city engineer is recommending widening to 3-lane right-of-way. And the eastern edge of the property is about 600 feet from the intersection of Burkhardt and Virginia. So our recommendation for that subdivision and rezoning is similar. Access should be restricted to Timber Lane with improvements north of Virginia and Columbia Street. Any access to Virginia Street should be limited to 230 feet from the intersection at Timber Lane for full access and shared with lots closest to the intersection. A traffic impact study should be undertaken to adequately assess the necessary improvements at Timber Lane and Virginia and to determine what would trigger the necessary improvements and what entity is responsible for those improvements, be it public or private, because this area is within a TIF district. Sidewalks should be required and connected where possible. Any questions about that?
Any questions? Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Okay.
Next item is the approval of bills. Can I entertain a motion for approval?
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public comment. Looks like all our public left. Any? No? Seeing that? We are adjourned.